So how is international trade measured? So there's two instruments or two formulas that countries will use to measure international trade. And these two instruments are called your balance of payments and your balance of trade. Now, your balance of payments, this is the difference between total exports and total imports over 1 year in a country. Now, your total exports are made up of your invisible exports plus your visible exports. And your total imports are made up of your invisible imports plus your visible imports. So, if you're given this question, you'll identify what your invisible exports are, identify what your visible exports are, and add those two together to get your total exports. And then you'll identify what your invisible imports are and what your visible imports are. Add those two together to get your total imports. And then you're going to take your total imports away from your total exports. Now, remember, total exports, that's when money comes into the country. Total imports, that's when money goes out of the country. So you want your imports to be higher, or you want your exports to be higher than your imports. So if your exports are higher, then you're going to get a surplus. But if your imports are higher, you're going to get a deficit. Your balance of trade then, so this is the difference between your visible exports and your visible imports. So if your exports are higher, you're going to have a surplus. But if your imports are higher, you're going to have your deficit. So remember, your payments is your total exports, the difference between your total exports and your total imports, your balance of trade. If we're trading, remember, trade's got to do with physical goods. So that's going to be the difference between your visible exports and your visible imports.